This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The holiday travel season kicks off today, and air travelers are hoping for a smooth ride following the government shutdown. News 88.7's Tom Perumian just got off the phone with an airport official, and he joins me live now. Tom, I understand United has a plan to keep things moving.
That's right, Matt. Minutes ago, we spoke with Daniel Reed, Director of Station Operations at Bush Airport for United. He explains how the carrier is prepared.
What we've done is we've partnered with Houston Airport Systems and all of the stakeholders in the airport community to make sure that all of the TSA checkpoints are prepared to support the increase in volume. We've partnered with our air traffic partners to make sure that they're staffed up and able to safely control the skies and making sure the safety of our customers. But most importantly, we've just done a lot of preparation and we're staffed up and ready to manage through the surge in customers traveling this holiday season.
Reed reminds travelers to stay on top of their flight plans and always check with your carrier before leaving home.
All right, Tom. Officials had previously said that beginning today through December 1st, an estimated 1.6 million passengers are expected to pass through Bush and just over 500,000 at Hobby. Some Buddhists on a 2,000-mile walk for peace were hit by a car along their cross-country journey yesterday in Dayton, Texas. The Dayton Fire Department says its crews responded to an auto pedestrian accident at Highway 90 in Liberty County. In a statement, the Walk for Peace said that, quote, some monks and their escorted driver sustained injuries and were transported to the nearest hospital for evaluation and treatment. Two monks were taken to the hospital, according to ABC 13. The monks were reportedly walking along the eastbound shoulder of the freeway, followed by the pilot car, which had its hazard lights on. A pickup driver reportedly attempted to veer around the pilot car, but hit it, forcing the pilot car to crash into the monks. The walk is designed to go through 10 states. Several local Democratic elected officials are condemning Governor Abbott's decision to label the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, as a foreign terrorist organization. News 88.7's Natalie Weber has more on what this means for the group.
CARE will not be able to purchase land under the declaration and could face, quote, heightened enforcement, according to the governor's office. The Muslim civil rights organization has floated the idea of suing the governor over the declaration. Speaking on Houston Matters, University of Houston political science professor Brandon Rottinghouse explained the impact of the designation.
It could depress the kind of turnout or civic engagement among people who are Muslim. So there are some profound implications to how this plays out.
The governor's office also labeled the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization and announced it would be investigating what it claims are, quote, Sharia tribunals in North Texas. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
Currently 71 degrees here on the UH campus. A foggy start to our Thursday. We are set up to hit a high of 83 today. We'll warm up a little bit tomorrow with a high of 85. For more news, make sure to head over to our website. That, of course, is HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.